I have a candle lit, so I really hope I don't summon Mothman right now.
What does he literally do? And he ends up in your room.
Well, I'm kind of okay with him. Like, I'm not. I feel like he's all right. Like, I don't find him
I
threat.
literally feel like I could be his friend.
Me too. And after this episode, I'm like, wait, maybe we are friends. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Spook Me. I'm Nicole.
And I'm Emma.
And today, I really did a little twist on the episode here because we were supposed to do an episode about some witches, but I decided not to because I really wanted to do an episode about Mothman. There's no particular reason, it just came into my head recently. I'm not sure why, but
Yeah, well, I'm not mad about it, so.
great. I'm glad we're doing this. But
Me
first of
too.
all, I wanted to say hello to the Netherlands because people are listening from there now. I saw it pop up on our little statistics. And one of my favorite places that I toured on my Europe trip. And I just looked today. And on our like statistics, and Thailand is listening now.
I've
Hi.
always wanted to go there.
Really? I don't know anything
Yes.
about it, which sucks for me,
I
but
saw one time that they have like these like caves that are like it's like on in the ocean, but it's like they have caves.
oh
You know what
wow.
I'm saying?
Yeah. Like in the show H2O.
Yeah,
But
sure.
like bigger, probably.
Yeah.
Great.
I don't know. I
Like
saw pictures and
coves.
I Yeah, I think
Yeah.
that's the word.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Great. Great. Glad we settled that.
Yeah.
But we also have over 700 total listens now, and that's amazing to me. I can't believe
That
that.
is freaking
I can't
cool.
believe over 700 people have taken the time to listen to our, maybe not over 700 people, but maybe a few people have listened to us on multiple occasions, and I can't believe you took the time out of your day to do that. But thanks.
Same.
But like I said earlier, we were both thinking about witches earlier in the week. Because I texted Emma out of the blue and said, I kind of want to become a witch. And you texted me back and said, I literally was thinking this the other day.
I literally went to Salem like the day before you said that and like was experiencing all these witchy things and all these like witch stores and I was like I think I should be a witch.
That's incredible. Oh, you know what? I lit a
Literally.
candle for this, but I should have lit my my chakra candle that's gonna open my third eye. But you know, I don't want to do that when I'm listening to an episode or doing an episode on Mothman. Like I said, I'm gonna summon him by accident. But oh my God, okay, I wrote this in here so I wouldn't forget that I learned this. So I think I was watching a YouTube video about mediums, and I learned that if you go up to a kid at like an impressionable age, like when they don't have any
Oh, I've heard of this.
like sense of being, I don't know what I'm saying, but you know what I mean. If you go up to them at a certain age and ask who they were in a past life, they will tell you.
I've heard of like kids like saying very specific things about things that they remember.
Yeah. Oh my
And
God.
like then like their parents will like look into it and find out that it was like a real person and like I don't
Oh my
even know. It's
gosh.
crazy.
If any of you have kids that are like around an impressionable age, please ask them because I have to know if that's true. And I
It's so
cannot
weird.
wait too long. I can't wait to have kids to find this out for myself. Because you know what? I'm not going to ask my kid because I don't want to know what kind of creepy stuff they're into because I can't handle that with my own children.
Literally, imagine if your kid was like saying some really fucked up shit.
Honestly, of course my kid would do that. Like I can't believe that. That would happen to me. But something else, as I said, that's been on my mind quite a bit is Mothman. And I don't know why. And I don't think a lot of you necessarily believe in a lot of urban legends or cryptids, whatever, you know what I mean. But I feel like the credibility of Mothman, guys, it's pretty high up there. I am a true Mothman believer. I came to this at a very young age for some reason. But when I saw the Mothman movie, I don't know what it's called. I think it's later in this episode, but yeah, I don't know why I came upon this when I was young and decided that I was into it and really like Mothman, but I guess I did. So flash forward to now, I want to talk about it again. And I want to actually like understand Mothman's history. I want to know more about him. You know?
Who he is.
Yeah. What's his story?
What does he like to do?
Oh, yeah. I would love to know what he does in his free time.
Same.
But this might be a little bit of a shorter episode, but I have some good true crime ideas brewing.
Me too.
Oh, my God. Thank God. I have a little, like, note spreadsheet going on. Oh, my God. I should make a Google sheet so we can just plop them in there.
Yeah, you should definitely. Oh my god, that.
I have been like, in, oh, it's all in my head, and I love it. I'm so excited. I actually, okay, this is maybe we won't do these ones soon, but I'm actually in the middle of a documentary, but I finished another one. It was like a docuseries on Hulu about Pamela Smart, and I don't know if you've ever heard of her,
but I feel like maybe
she was very famous in the early 90s, like late 80s, and I mentioned it to my dad, and he was like, "You don't know who she is?" And I was like, "No, I wasn't born around that." Well, I was, but like, you know what I mean. I'm not watching true crime when I'm in the womb. So,
literally,
maybe I was.
Maybe you were.
Maybe. Let's ask Denise. But anyway, this is great. We have some good things coming your way. For now, we have to take a break from true crime, and we have to talk about Mothman.
We just have to.
So today we are traveling to Point Pleasant, West Virginia, which I absolutely positively forgot that West Virginia was a state.
Oh my God.
I literally looked at it and was like, this is not true. Like, this is not a place.
That is so funny. I feel like that's, I feel like I've definitely forgot about West Virginia. Yeah. It's an easily forgettable state.
Yeah.
Sorry if anyone has any ties to there, but...
We don't have any West Virginian listeners, so I checked because I was nervous to offend them. We do have some people from Virginia listening, so I hope they don't tell.
Don't tell!
But anyway, let me just say this. Upon my research, Mothman is a big deal in this town, guys. Like, they have gone all out for Mothman. And I don't mean just, like, in the period of when Mothman was spotted or, like, his anniversary of his spottings. I mean, like... It's all year round. And I love it. It reminds me a little bit of Halloween Town, and I was so there for it.
I want to go there.
You should look it up. It's great. We're going. So, our story begins on November 12th, 1966. Five men were in Clendenin, West Virginia, digging graves in a cemetery. So, right off the bat, why...
Scary.
Were they supposed to be? That's my question. Like, probably. It wasn't told to me that they were grave diggers. It just said they were digging graves. So I'm hoping that they were supposed to be doing that.
Oh my God.
But suddenly, they saw a man-like creature flying close to the tips of the trees above their heads. So although this is considered to be the very first noted sighting of Mothman, this next sighting that we're going to talk about is what most people consider the most popular, incredible first sighting. Just 3 days after this first sighting, two couples were out in an old TNT area, otherwise known as the McClintock Wildlife Management Area, which we will touch on in a little bit to learn a little bit more about that. But I don't know what they were doing there. You know, it's just dumb teenage things, I'm sure. Like, what else are you going to do in a field, you know? But the couple's names were Roger and Linda Scarberry and Steve and Mary Millette. Now, having fun in a field is all fun and games until you start to see a strange man-like creature hobbling towards you. Absolutely horrendous image in my head.
The hobbling really just got me for some reason.
Well, they said like shuffling, but I'm like, what kind of shuffling? Like, I don't. Okay.
Both of them are scary.
Like you couldn't verbs. Walk. Like he really couldn't just walk.
Or fly. I mean, is he Mothman? Does he fly?
Oh God. But this is exactly what happened to these couples that night. And Linda and Mary were the ones that spotted this sort of man-like figure near the TNT plant. Then, when the car headlights were turned to get a better look at this creature, they passed over a grayish, glowing, red-eyed, disturbing creature.
Ew.
In some reports, it says it's like grayish or brownish. So let's... I don't know. Up to interpretation. Maybe there's more than one moth creature. You don't know.
Ooh. Anyway. What if there's a little clan of them?
Oh, cute. It's family. Aww. They also mentioned that the creature did not have arms or a head, but instead had huge wings and large red eyes on its, like, for its face, like a bug would. The creature apparently moved very slow. And slow enough for the entire crew to catch a glimpse of it as it shuffled its way to the TNT plant entrance. So I feel like Mothman isn't scared of anything here because he just like is slowly grazing along this passageway and doesn't give a shit about anything. I'm like, what do you like? You're not afraid of these people? I guess not.
I guess not.
It's like when you see a raccoon in the middle of the road and you're the one that's afraid of it.
Or yeah, I mean. Any type of creature that animal. You're afraid of.
A deer ran out in front of my car the other day.
Oh my God, that happened to me twice. It's scary.
Really? Wow.
Like most people should when they are faced with the Mothman, the couples left in their car as fast as possible. However, the terror was not yet over for these two couples. As they were driving down the road, all of a sudden, the creature rose up in front of them, giving them a full view of its huge wingspan and terrifying red eyes. They stated that the wingspan was around 10 feet, which is
big.
That is big. Then, to their horror, the creature began to chase them down the road. That's disgusting.
I hate that idea of something chasing me in a car. Like, bleh.
Literally, what? As it was chasing them, the couples stated that it didn't even need to flap its wings, even when the car was reaching 100 miles per hour.
Okay, so let's just imagine this. Seeing just a regular bird going 100 miles per hour. Like, that, just put that in your head. So now let's put that into perspective here. An ostrich can be around 8 feet tall. And its normal wingspan is like 6 feet. So that is one of the reasons why it can't fly, right? We're all clear on this. So now, Imagine the wingspan of an ostrich being 4 to 6 feet longer. And the ostrich just being able to take flight at any second. And having red eyes. Like, what if one day you just, it just, you look out the window and an ostrich flies by. Like, what happens? Like, I don't understand.
Ostriches are already scary enough. And they need can to do that.
Run that fast. They run so fast. It just, that's the only thing I can compare Mothman to is an ostrich.
Yeah, I mean.
Horrifying.
I think so. The couples also stated that the creature was making a very odd sound. They described it as, quote, record playing at high speed, end quote.
It's just such an unusual sound.
Yeah, I was trying to, okay.
Like squeaking, like, they said, or like a mouse. I'm like, what?
Ew.
Wow, threatening Mothman. Like,
it must have been loud if they could hear it.
I know, ew.
But eventually the creature stopped chasing them when they approached the more downtown area, of course, because that's always how that happens. Linda, though, was truly freaked out by the whole scenario and said that she wanted to go to the police and report it, but after discussing it with the rest of the group, they all believed that no one would take them seriously. And I feel like that's pretty...
Yeah.
Pretty,
so, like, in
yeah.
the 60s, if someone said to me, a Mothman just chased after me and my friends, yeah, I'm gonna believe them. But, like, now, if I went to the... if I went to the police and I said, hey, a Mothman... Or a moth-like man creature with wings just chased after me in a car of like at 100 miles per hour. The police would be like, you're an idiot. Like, you...
Literally.
get out of my sight. So
that I agree, though. Crazy shit happened in the 60s.
That's true.
However, they decided to take matters into their own hands and headed back to the same site where they originally saw this winged creature. And to their surprise, there it was again, lurking in the darkness and hobbling around just like the first time. Ew, that just, like, makes me have a gross image in my head of this, like, creature.
Yep.
And this seems pretty legit, because more often than not, people go back to the site where they see something creepy and nothing's there. So, you know, maybe it was a weird thing that happened once, but...
But seeing a creature at the same place twice, like, I feel like that's just bizarre.
Yeah.
And very unlikely.
True. And this was when Linda decided that they all had enough evidence to go to the police at this point.
So they packed up their shit once again and immediately headed to the courthouse to explain what they had all witnessed. Surprisingly, when they told the deputy that was working that night what they had seen, he believed them. Again, like I just said, that shocked me. Because, like I said, if I went to a police officer and said, hey, this happened to me, they'd be like, you're an idiot. So,
yeah, that is pretty shocking.
But imagine, like, imagine you get that. If I went to a police officer now and said that, imagine you get that one police officer that's like, you know what, you're right, I've seen Mothman before. And it's like an old touchy topic. I think that would be so funny. They'd be like, you know what, damn it, you're right. Like, I've seen them too. I think that would be hysterical.
Like, I feel like I'd be more inclined to believe someone if it was like a group of people telling me that like this happened to them.
Me too. Yeah. To fact check each and every person that was involved, the police put everyone in separate rooms, and the written statements that each person made matched to the details. So every person's in a different room and they said the same thing. So that's even more credible to me. And these statements are on the display in the Mothman Museum. We'll talk about that later, but
I just love that he has his own museum.
Because the police were taking these claims so seriously, they actually took the time to go back to the site to see if they could also encounter this man-like creature. When they got there, they said that they started to hear strange noises, and they also started to see this dust cloud rising and shadows out of the corner of their eyes. But most compelling in my mind at first is this hoof print they find in the mud. However, now that I really think about it, I don't know how compelling this is, because any animal with hooves could have just grazed on by and left a hoof print. Like, plus, in most claims of the Mothman, they said he had, like, claws or, like, talons for feet. So...
Yeah, I mean, like, why would he have hooves?
Yeah, like, he's not a minotaur. Like a horse. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't believe that. They just saw a hoof print.
Probably.
And, like, in the statue of Mothman in Point Pleasant, like, he has, like, talon-like feet. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But good try, deputy. Okay. I don't know why I said that.
Nice one, dude.
Obviously, the police couldn't really do anything about this Mothman sighting because urban legends and cryptids is often something you can't really investigate entirely. Like, what are they going to do if they find the Mothman and put him in jail? Because that seems like something they might try to do.
Probably.
But one of the scariest parts of this Mothman sighting is the effect it had on the people who witnessed it afterwards. In particular, Linda Scarberry. She had to be treated for shock after this event occurred. And I don't blame her, because I would never sleep again if I came red eye to red eye with the Mothman.
Right? Imagine, like, the trauma.
I would not live. Or I would have to live in a cave. Well, no, because then Mothman's going to find me again. Like, I don't... Where do Ew. I go? Like, where do you go? Oh, Christ.
I don't know.
In addition to Linda having to be treated for shock, she also got several creepy phone calls and even had visits from the men in black.
No.
So I'm not even going to graze this topic, because I'm horrified of the men in black, like, so genuinely horrified of them. So let's just leave that there. And never talk about that again. Maybe you want an episode on that, but I don't think I can handle that at this point in my life. So anyway, apparently, Linda was not the only one, though, who had a visit from them. And I was going to talk about this a little bit later, but people who have seen the Mothman also say they have seen an increase in UFO activity in the area. So people have started thinking, like, is this Mothman an extraterrestrial? And I also, bouncing off that, if aliens are listening, which I'm sure they are, do you prefer being called extraterrestrials or aliens? Does it matter? Or do you each have individual names you would like me to call you when you finally make yourselves known? Because I just feel like I want to be ready.
That is... I hope we get some type of response.
Me too. I just had to put that in because I just really was wondering. Okay. Anyway, I've also been thinking about aliens a lot lately, and I wanted to do an episode on it, but, like, where do you start?
True.
Like, where do you start with aliens? Anyway, so now in 1966, this is a big deal. You don't have aliens normally. You don't have extraterrestrials, whatever. You don't have these things in the 60s. So nowadays, we hear all these kinds of stories, but a Mothman in the small town was big doings. So this sent the press into a frenzy, not only in West Virginia, but all throughout the country. People were talking about Mothman all the time. At one point, they had like up to 1,000 people looking for him. And that's a big amount of people in Point Pleasant, West Virginia, looking for him. Following the initial sighting from the two couples, people kept coming forward stating that they had too seen the Mothman. Each person reiterating those glowing red eyes that some people described as, quote, like bicycle reflectors, end quote. But a local wildlife biologist named Dr. Robert,
Dr. Robert.
Named Dr. Robert L. Smith began telling people that the glowing red eyes they were seeing and the large winged creature was, in fact, just a bird. In particular, the sandhill crane. So, the sandhill crane is a very large bird, which is normally at a height of about 4 to 6 feet tall, and its wingspan is about 7 feet. So it also tends to have a grayish brown color and kind of reddish eyes. So the only thing I have to say about this is that if you are mistaking a bird's scrawny ass legs for a full grown man's legs, that is just not
true. Well, I mean, like, not even just his legs, like a human, like a body.
Yeah, if you look at the body of the sandhill crane, it is not a man. Like,
yeah, I mean,
it's not that. I don't know. I don't know about that. I understand that sometimes people just have to come up with a reason.
Right, yeah.
Maybe it was just a crane. But can a crane fly at 100 miles per hour? I don't know.
Probably not. Anyways, on December 15th, 1967, a tragedy struck the Point Pleasant town when the Silver Bridge collapsed, killing 46 people. Of course, when you hear about this right off the bat, you're probably thinking, what a horrible accident. But some people believe that because there had been so many sightings of Mothman over the recent months, that he must have had something to do with this.
I just don't think Mothman's malicious.
I feel like he's just, like, yeah. Just
minding his business.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Some people also believe that Mothman only shows up when some sort of tragedy is about to strike as some kind of bad omen. After all of these sightings, people love to go out looking for Mothman. It was like the Point Pleasant Bigfoot. That's so fun. Imagine having your own Bigfoot in your town.
I know, right? How cute.
In 1975, John Keel even wrote a book about this cryptid, naming it, quote-unquote, The Mothman Prophecies. Dun, dun, dun. This was later turned into a pretty popular but kind of shitty film starring Richard Gere in 2002.
Yes, so this is the movie that I saw. Not in 2002, I'm sure. Not when I was three. Wait, I wasn't three. Whatever age I was, I didn't see that in 2002. I saw it later on in life. I think I was like 12, 13. Very impressionable. But this is the movie that really scarred me, honestly. I just, for some reason, I was really invested in it. Like, once I saw it, I was like, this is what I have to talk about all the time. And I was, like, a little bit scared of it, but a little bit intrigued. Which is, like, basically how I am now with true crime and urban legends. So I just, yeah, nothing's changed. But it's funny enough, though, I randomly the other day was talking to my mom, and I told her, I was like, I really want to go to Point Pleasant, West Virginia. And she looks at me and goes, why? Like, why the hell do you want to go there? And I said, well, that's where Mothman lives. And the way she looked at me, she was like, you are so dumb. Like, it didn't go great. So
that's okay.
Anyway.
We'll go. We'll definitely go.
It's fine.
So now let's flash forward to some more recent events. On Sunday, November 20th, 2016, a man was driving along the road and saw a creature jumping from tree to tree above him. So unlike the people in the 60s, this man pulled out his camera and decided to take some pictures of the creature. And maybe we will post some of these pictures.
Yeah, I'll try to remember.
This man, of course, insisted that these photos were not photoshopped in the slightest, and that he had just moved to Point Pleasant and had no idea that this legend even existed. When looking at these photos, to me, it looks like a flying man.
He looks like a man.
Yeah.
But the only thing that is throwing me off about this picture is the legs. Like, I don't know what is going on with the legs.
That is a really weird.
Its legs are, like, really, really crooked.
Yeah, why do they look like that?
I don't know. Like, is he okay? Bird's legs don't even look like that.
Yeah, that looks just like a man, like, flying.
It just looks like a man with wings just chilling out.
With weird legs.
So, yeah. So, I guess the only thing I wish that these photos had, which I'm sure everybody does, is the glowing red eyes. Like, if it just happened to be facing him instead of its back, you know? Right. I feel like that would have been the thing that sealed the deal for everybody.
Yeah, I think so.
But take a look at the pictures and tell me what you guys think, because I just don't know.
Throughout all of this Mothman turmoil, one loyal believer has been adamant that the Mothman is real. Her name is Carolyn Harris, and she has been the owner of the Mothman Diner for 48 years.
Yes!
And she states that she has met many believers throughout the years, and when these new photos surfaced, she said she believed they could be real because so many people had spotted the flying creature beforehand.
I believe her because she's just been through it all.
And she's had the Mothman Diner for 48 years.
If I don't go to the Mothman Diner sometime in my life, I swear to God.
Same.
So as we get closer to the end of this podcast, one thing we haven't touched on is how the Mothman creature, cryptid, whatever you want to call it, came to be in the first place. The main legend that people suspect could be the truth of why Mothman came to be in the first place is because of the TNT area of the wildlife management field. People believed that maybe the residue from the site caused a mutation in either a man, a bird, even a bug. Or, even scarier, all three combined. And that's why Mothman exists today. In the 80s, this area was found to have been contaminated with products that were from explosives. Some of the hazardous material still exists in that area today. So that is why people believe that this is how Mothman came to be. Sort of like a Chernobyl mutation theory, if you will, which no one knows if that's true either, because no one knows what's really going on in Russia. Ooh. But let's move on from that before the men in black come after me. So, okay. If you want, you can go and visit Point Pleasant, West Virginia, and see all the amazing items and places they had designed after Mothman. I mean, I'm going at some point in my life. I decided that. Emma, we're going during winter break because in November is the only time that he comes out. So wouldn't...
I definitely gotta go.
They have a Mothman festival. I forgot to put that in here.
Are you kidding?
I'm not. It's so great.
That is incredible.
A Mothman festival. See, people like him there. They have all sorts of fun activities, like a festival, for visitors and believers. And it literally sounds like I'm being endorsed by Mothman. Here's my video. Mothman brand deal. The man of my dreams. When you get to the downtown area of Point Pleasant, there is a beautiful, grand statue of Mothman in all of his glory. It's huge. And can I just say, his butt, rocking. Look up a picture, look at his butt. Guys, it's carved precisely.
That's so much fun.
Also, across from that famous Mothman diner that lovely Carolyn owns, there is also the Mothman Museum. And they have a website you can go on and check out. They have a bunch of Mothman merchandise, and it's really cute. And I just want it. And it's just great. And I support Mothman all the way.
That's wonderful.
I'm sorry he terrified those people. Also, I watched an interview with Carolyn one time where, like, one of her friends had her baby almost taken away by Mothman. But I choose to ignore that one incident.
Oh, my God, me.
Oh, my God. Also, BuzzFeed Unsolved does an episode on Mothman. So if you want to look at that, they're hysterical. So
I love BuzzFeed Unsolved.
Feel free to watch it. Not that I'm sponsored by them either, but I
just putting it out there.
I just love them, and I really think I am. I think you and I are them, but I'm not sure who's who. Sometimes I think I'm Shane, but I don't know why.
Yeah.
But, like, I believe in everything.
I know. That's what I was thinking.
But I'm cynical like Shane is.
So you're a nice little mix. I like it.
But that's pretty much all we have for you guys today. I know it was a short episode, but it was worth it because you all need to know about Mothman.
Get educated.
Yes. And, I mean, what else do I have to say besides look at the pictures and let me know if you think he's real or do you think it's that sandhill crane? Because, I mean, I'm just not so sure about that. Or do you think it's an extraterrestrial? Which I also don't believe. Like, those are two separate things. You can have extraterrestrials and the Mothman in the same place and the world isn't going to explode. Like, you're going to be fine. Now I would like to look up, I should have looked up how many UFO sightings are in Point Pleasant. Next time.
Next time.
I invite you to look up how many UFO sightings are in your town.
That would be
I've
fun.
Done. I've done before. So.
Yes, makes sense.
Yeah, figures. Anyway, that's it, guys. Tell your friends about us. Thank you for listening.
Thanks for hanging out.
Yeah, and oh, get ready for some good true crime because we have a brewing. It's brewing, everybody.
It's bubbling. It's boiling.
It's going to be good. All right. Well, tell your friends, keep listening, and
talk soon.
Yeah, we'll see you. We'll talk. Yep. All right. That's all.
Bye.
Goodbye.